surgeon, for instance. This is a quote from the qualitative component of the study. And this is not totally representative, but not unusual. So I've always tried to conserve breasts, find the concept of open choice when it's perfectly feasible to do breast conservation quite peculiar. And if this patient meets a patient who wants breast conservation, absolutely not a problem at all. But if this surgeon meets a patient who feels like this, again, a real quote from the study, the qualitative study. So the GP listened, gave pluses and minuses, whereas the surgeon, and I never forget this, said, "I don't like doing mastectomies," really upsets him to do a mastectomy on a younger woman especially. So there was no discussion. And what you get here, if these two meet, you know the likely outcome is that the healthcare professional's view will probably prevail, but you've got a preference mismatch. And what that will set up is longer term, maybe, decision regret from the patient because they come out with the choice that actually was not what they wished. So this led us to the concept that you can do two things about this. You can try and influence clinical practice. Maybe you should set a specified mastectomy rate or limits of mastectomy rates. Or you could try and, in addition to that, maybe support patients in making their decisions. And so this comes to the